Award-winning playwright and screenwriter William Mastro Simone is disturbed by violence in society, and he's written plays that are disturbing for viewers to call attention to the continuing crisis, most notably Extremities, which opened in 1982 off-Broadway, with a movie version to follow in 1986. Seth Golden is convinced that Extremities still speaks to us and needs to be experienced. Golden is directing Extremities to be presented this weekend by Diva Theatre in Scranton. Marcy Reby of Diva Theatre and Seth Golden stopped in at the WVIA studio to talk with us about the show and how Diva welcomes such projects.
Diva was started by Paige and Bob Belitsky at the Old Brick Theatre in Scranton for over a decade now. Diva specializes in original works, as well as dark comedies and dramas. And I think that lately, especially, we've been trying to look for new avenues and new kinds of plays that we can share with our audience.
And tell us, Seth, about your connection with Diva.
So I love theater, I love acting, and I heard that Paige Belitsky was doing an acting class. And I thought, well, I'd give it a try, because I haven't done theater acting in a long time, because I went to school for it. And I went there, and Paige Belitsky was so friendly. She just welcomed me, and I felt like I could act again. I felt like I could do it again. So I've had so much luck there.
Well, how is it that this project has come about, and why Extremities?
So this project came about because I have always wanted to do this play. As a victim of physical abuse, I was physically abused from the time I was 7 to 15, about every day. And a lot of the times when you're physically abused, you just kind of sit there and you let it happen. You think, if I just sit still and just let it happen, it'll be okay and it won't get worse. And I happened to come across this movie as a young teenager, called Extremities, with Farrah Fawcett in 1986. And it's weird, it just spoke a lot to me, because she played the character, went through so much. You know, an attempted rape happened, and she was able to stop it and turn the tables. And that's what I wished, I could have had that strength.
But you don't hold yourself responsible for the abuse you took?
Not anymore. It took a long time. It took me a long time to heal, and that's why I wanted to do something like this, because I held a lot of shame. I blamed myself for a long time, and it consumed me, and it consumed the way I lived. So this was a part of wanting to help somebody.
Yes. And it's so sad that it's universal, in that you could relate to Farrah Fawcett, who might have been older when she was in the situation, and you a younger lad, but the feelings were true no matter what.
Absolutely. I actually looked up to her. You know she was a beauty icon, but the way I saw it was, I looked up to her because she was strength. And then not too long after that, I saw a movie called The Burning Bed. It was a TV movie in 1984. Where she played a wife who was not sexually, well, sexually abused, but also it was mostly physical abuse, and how she went through it, and how she felt like she had to stay, and how people made her stay and told her that she made her bed lie in it. And I also identified with that as well.
Marcy, had you seen the play or the movie before this?
I hadn't. I had only read the play when Seth proposed it for Diva. So I didn't have any prior knowledge, but it's a really, really deep play for not being a very long play.
And it was from the 1980s, right?
Yes, yes, ma'am. It was premiered off-Broadway in 1982. Susan Sarandon originated the role, and Farrah Fawcett took it over, and it was the start of her dramatic career.
Can you give us a little sense of the premise?
The main character, Marjorie, is the young woman who is attacked in her home by a stalker and a would-be rapist, Raoul. She fights back and manages to turn the tables on him. Then her two roommates come home, and the three of them must decide a plan of action. And it ends in a climax of fever suspense.
The title, Extremities. What kinds of thoughts do we have about the title?
I think, from what I know, is that sometimes you have to go to extremes. You have to go to extremes to survive. You have to go to extremes to prove your point. Because a lot of the times, unfortunately, with victims of sexual violence and physical violence, they are alone. It's very uncomfortable for people to hear them, to understand them. And unfortunately, like in this situation, this play, she was pretty much alone, you know.
And here we are, and if we think early 1980s, and it's still true about the isolation.
Absolutely. I think a lot of people out there don't realize how it's still prevalent and how a lot of people keep secrets that hurt them. And those secrets, what happens to them is something that other people can't understand, and that because they have to keep that, because they've had that experience, they're never the same. They're never going to be the same. Their life, it's a different way of living your life, and you teach yourself that.
And theater has been important to you in the healing process, has it, Seth?
Absolutely. You know, when I started, I did a lot of comedy, and that's what I kind of became well known for around the area. But the way that I got through things and survived was to laugh, and I'd make jokes, and it felt okay. That really saved my life.
And it must then be a well-written play.
The playwright William Master Simone, he wrote this play because in the late 70s, he met a woman, her name, what we call her Mary. She was 50 years old. She was in her apartment. Someone broke in. They thought she was alone. The guy started to rape her. And what happened was he raped her. He left. She called the police. They brought her in. She did a humiliating pelvic exam at that time. They weren't as sensitive as they've gotten a little bit now. They found the guy. They arrested him. She had to pick him out of a lineup of six people. They got the guy. They arrested him. So then the trial started, and he came in, you know, in a three-piece suit, and he would make jokes when he was on the stand, and the jury would laugh. And it came to the point where the jury voted him not guilty because there had been evidence of a rape, but they couldn't prove it was him. And when she came out of the courthouse after the end, after the verdict was read that he was not guilty, she was on the steps, and he came up behind her, and he said, "If you thought that was bad, wait till next time." And she lived in a state of fear. She couldn't sleep. She couldn't eat. She was waiting for him to come back. Finally, she decided to sell everything and move to the opposite coast. But before she left, she talked to William Master Simone, and she was telling him, you know, "I just can't." I, you know, told him what happened with the trial. And she was getting ready to leave, and she turned around and she said to him, "There was one moment where I could have got him, where I could have escaped. There was one moment where she had cigarettes on her nightstand and the rapist had stopped and went to grab one of her cigarettes to light, and she could have kicked him and possibly got out of there. But she said she just froze in fear and couldn't move. So she just laid there and said, if I'm good, if I'm nice, maybe he won't kill me." And that's exactly what happened. That's why he wrote this play, because of that story. And these actors are amazing.
I feel like they've done so much to get into their characters and figure out nuances. If you can handle the subject matter, it's something to see.
Absolutely.
Seth Golden, director, and Marcy Reby, publicity coordinator at Diva Theatre, speaking about the 1982 play Extremities by William Master Simone that will be performed this weekend. They had a run last weekend, and it is Friday and Saturday, this Friday and Saturday, May 1st and May 2nd at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, May 3rd at 2. Again, it's Extremities by William Master Simone, and it's presented by Diva Theater at the Old Brick Theater, 126 West Market Street in Scranton. You can find them on Facebook, and you can call to make reservations. We noted that the space at Diva is intimate and small, so it might be useful to make reservations. And it's area code 570-209-7766, 209-7766.